Hey guys, I'm so glad you're here, and I am here offering hope for every student, one strategy at a time. And today we're going to talk about the impact of challenging students on society. Is there really an impact if we don't help them as much as we can? So we're going to unpack that today. But before we get started, I want to encourage you to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. 5-star review. I would love to hear from you guys. And also, I mentioned to you guys last week that I now have this online payment where you guys can donate, sponsor, support me in this podcast. If you don't decide you want to work with me, this is just another way that you can support me, and I would super appreciate that as well. And you can go to online payment at behaviorstrategiesforclass.com. And you can donate whatever you feel. It could be $5, $10, $20, whatever you want to do. That is another way to show your support here, and I would truly appreciate that. So thanks so much. Welcome to Behavior Strategies for Class. I am Diane Bachman, your behavior paraprofessional with over 15 years of experience working in special education. And I'm so glad you're here, because I'll be teaching you about social-emotional learning, behavior strategies, trauma-informed care, and more. So if you are tired of being frustrated and not knowing what to do with your students who have challenging and disruptive behavior, you're in the right place. Now, if you're ready to become more equipped to help your students learn and grow, let's listen in to today's episode. So I think of some of the students that we have worked with have been very challenging because they've come from some challenging families, which have affected their academics and their behavior in class. And we haven't seen any of our students who've been in elementary school. We haven't seen them like graduate high school yet. Pretty close though. And to see how they have grown, or maybe not grown, still struggling, and how that has affected what their future is going to look like. But as you can see in the classroom, their behavior definitely affects their academics and their learning, because some of the time they're not even in your class, or they're absent from school and they're missing so much, or they have a learning disability, and so that kind of puts them behind anyway. And there are some teachers who do kick them out of the classroom because they are being disruptive. And thankfully, we're in a position where we have our program, so we can come around this student and help them get back to their academics, teach them the behavior strategies, so that they can be in class and be successful in their learning, which of course is going to benefit them in the end. And so society influences education, and education influences society. And society tells people, you know, that if they can't read or write or do some math, like, they're not going to be very successful at a job. Now, granted, a lot of even fast food places, everything is done for you. Like, you just have to push a button and it's right there and you can do it. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, students will never be successful if they're not, you know, reading at a high school level. That's not what I'm saying. But overall, these basic academics your students need to have in order to be successful. So if they are not learning and getting the resources, the interventions, the strategies that they need to be successful in your class, they are going to struggle and struggle and struggle and struggle. And so, again, that goes back to their academics. They really are going to struggle if they can't read. And I know I'm speaking to the choir, But I feel sometimes, some educators give up on these students, especially if their challenging behavior is like every day, sometimes all day. Like they're constantly arguing, they're constantly interrupting, they're hitting, they're fighting, they're throwing chairs, they're knocking over their desks, they're destroying anything around them, they're beating up their peer that's sitting right next to them. You know, I get it. And there are times, of course, to remove that student from your class. But then it's getting them back into your class. And you being able to just kind of reconnect, hey, glad you're back. This is what we're working on now. And, you know, keep moving on. Because when you try and rehash everything that just happened in your class, and I get it, you're upset, your class, you know, got turned upside down. But ultimately, at that moment, that doesn't help that student come back in and be ready to be successful in your class. And ultimately, obviously, that is what you want them to do. So if they do not get their academics in order, if they are not learning and reading and writing and not getting the interventions that they need, that is totally going to affect their future and society's and impact society. Another way that it will impact society is socially. When we don't teach these students social skills, or maybe we're not consistent teaching that, so they don't learn how to interact. They don't learn how to deal with conflict and get to a resolution. They don't know how to have any type of conversation. They avoid any type of conflict. So all of those social skills are definitely going to affect them in their future and affect society. Because if we have, I mean, you know, you've seen it already where people, they don't know how to handle themselves. They can't carry on a conversation. Or the next one that affects society is emotionally. So they can't control themselves when they get upset, when they get frustrated, even when they get angry. They have no self-awareness that by you doing that, they know is going to upset them. So again, those are those mental health, and those are kind of social as well. And in interacting and knowing, okay, well, if he does this, like this is really going to make me mad and I'm going to want to punch him in the throat. But obviously, that's not going to be the best way to handle that situation. And so how are we teaching them how to handle that situation? Are we teaching them conflict resolution? Are we teaching them how to, you know, we're stuck with this problem. What are we going to do about it? Instead of, you know, just complain and gripe and not really problem solve, that is going to affect their future and society. Because now you have a bunch of helpless people who cannot think for themselves in order to solve whatever problem it is that comes up. So these are huge, guys. And I know that a lot of you are already doing these. You're already in the muck, I guess, of dealing with these challenging students. And it's so easy to say, you know what? He needs to be out of my class and I'm done with him. Out of my class, I'm done with him. You know, and it's a revolving door, and then nothing ever consistently gets done to help them succeed. And unfortunately, I've seen it more than once on some students. And it doesn't help them, and it's not helping you either. Because you, as an educator, we grow. We continue to learn and grow, especially when we're working with some of these challenging students. Because not all of our resources are, you know, work the same with everybody. And so we have to tweak things along the way to most benefit that challenging student that you have, like right now. So again, the impact of challenging students on society, if we do nothing at all, affects society and their academics, because now they can't read, write, do any math. Socially, they don't know how to connect, how to interact, how to have conversation, how to have conflict resolution. They are emotionally children forever. They can't control themselves. They have no coping skills. They have no self-awareness. All of these things affects their future jobs, their future families, their future friends, and their future finances. And all of those things your students need in order to be successful, not only in your class, but outside of your classroom. And I think, you know, it's very easy to get caught up in your day to day and you're just trying to survive. And again, it's fourth quarter and there's a million things going on and testing and everything else. And you have this student throwing a fit in the corner and you're just like, are you kidding me? Like, you just need to be out. Like, I can't deal with you. And I get it. Like, if that's a time that you feel you are not ready to deal with it, it is better that they go out and somebody else is able to connect with them. But then hopefully later on, you're able to reconnect and to get that student back in your class and back learning and engaged and doing the best that they can. Because ultimately, that's where they need to be. And that's where they're going to most succeed. So it's vital that you don't give up on your challenging students. As much as you want to pull your hair out when you see that that student, of course, is never absent, you know, they need you the most, honestly. And I think you know that, but it's overwhelming. And I hope and pray that you have a great team around you that will come alongside, offer some strategies and ideas and teaching skills. And maybe you have a mental health team that you can also connect with, your school psych, your school counselor, your school social worker, anybody else that is able to come alongside and help you support this student. Because again, we also know that it takes a village. It really does take all of us working together to support each other and help your students to succeed. So thank you so much for all that you're doing and all the extra hours and time that you put in to prepare and engage your students each and every day. And I, again, just want to encourage you that if we don't do anything and we just keep passing on these students who are the biggest pain and who challenge and hurt people, and if we don't try and get them the hope and support that they need in school as much as we can do, because I know, you know, it's not a therapy school, it's not an institution. It's a public school. It's a private school. It's a charter school. We're here to learn. But you know, some of your students need much more than just academics education. And so, socially and emotionally, getting those skills down is just as important as those academics. So continue doing what you're doing. You're doing awesome. And I so appreciate all that you do. And remember, you are a life changer. Thanks so much. I'll see you next week. Thanks so much for listening. I truly appreciate your support. And if I have encouraged you, motivated you to continue to learn, to support your students, even better, to help them strive in your classroom, please leave a review, hit that subscribe button so that others can see they can learn and grow here as well. Thank you.